You are with Phoenix FM here at Standon Calling Festival, and I'm joined now by two of Artificial Pleasure. Good evening, gents. How are we doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Very good.
Good, good. Introduce yourselves to our listeners.
My name's Phil. I'm a singer and guitarist in Artificial Pleasure.
I'm Lee. I'm the drummer and backing singer in Artificial Pleasure.
And who else is in the band with you?
We've got Dom, the synths. He's our wizard. He glues everything together with electronics and glitter. And Rich, who is our extraordinary bass player, and he's the handsome one.
That's handy to know. Well, I have to say, you two haven't scrubbed up too badly, particularly as we've just been through a storm.
Yeah. So. The listeners don't know. They don't know what we really look like. We look like absolutely terrible and soaked, but not really. But thank you very much for the compliment. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. So, tell us a bit about Artificial Pleasure. Where do you hail from?
From all over London, really. Phil and Dom are from Hounslow Way.
Yeah.
And then Rich is up from Leicestershire, actually, and then I'm from London too. So basically a London band. We all live kind of around kind of East London now.
And how long have you been going as Artificial Pleasure?
A couple of years.
Yeah, it's been about just over 2 years.
Everything feels much longer in our
universe. Yeah, it does feel a lot longer. But
painful, drawn-out experience.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, we first released stuff about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
From there, yeah, just, that was the first track we put up online.
Excellent. Who would you say? How would you describe your sound, and who influences you? You can take as long as you like on this question.
Who's your biggest influence, Phil? On your writing, not just what people say you sound
like. How
would
I describe it? It's sort of like energetic, sort of sweaty, alternative,
dirty
soul pop.
Yeah, that's good. Dirty soul pop. A bit sleazy, but in a good way. Can't say that anymore.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, in terms of influences, favourite people are obviously like some Talking Heads, Iggy Pop, Dixie's Midnight Runners, Todd Rundgren, probably little moments of like Joy Division and
DAF.
Yeah, DAF. A bit of like Isley Brothers. Yeah, I think those are the sort of main ones that we sort of been really into.
Good stuff. With a name like Artificial Pleasure, I think people would be disappointed if you weren't a bit sleazy.
Yeah. Well, I think that there was, I remember seeing an advert for a soft drink in Scotland called Pussy, and the advert said, the drink is pure, it's your mind that's the problem. So that maybe says more about you than me.
Yeah, fair point.
Yeah, there we are.
Right. It's normally at this stage I ask where the name comes from, but I think I'm probably digging myself a hole if I do that.
Because it doesn't come from that at all. So it's basically like, in a very over-the-top way, that all art forms are in some ways artificial because they're, you know, and art forms that we derive pleasure from are artificially made. So, you know, these paintings and these songs don't naturally happen. There is an element of artifice because someone has to make them. But it's also, you know, so, we gain pleasure from something that's artificial, but then I think there's also an element of people... their pleasure is a bit artificial in terms of like people use emojis rather than actually feel emotions. They'll press a button to express an emotion rather than to actually feel that emotion. It's much easier to push do that to express something rather than to actually have to express it.
Very true. Very, very thoughtful point there. So you've got an album out called The Bitter End. So tell us about that and where people can get their hands on it.
Get that at all reputable online distributors. Can you say the names? Or just all the good ones online, all the big ones.
Yeah, the good ones.
It is a... No, I won't swear. It's a very, very good 46-minute journey through filth and dance and stomping. And it's got great reviews, so you should definitely listen to it.
Consider yourselves told, listeners.
Yeah, you've got to listen to it, yeah. Stop the car.
And as well as tonight's show, where else can people see you live in the coming weeks and months?
We have to write another album for the minute, but then we'll be announcing some dates in the next few weeks when we do doing some stuff in the UK and around Europe towards the end of the summer. So I was gonna thought we can't quite announce that just yet with Phoenix, but we'll call you when we can. Tell we'll call Phoenix.
Sounds like a plan.
Do you have a phone number?
We do. I'll give it to you later.
Thanks. Do you want to just take mine?
I'll text Could
you.
Do.
I'll text you.
Okay. Excellent.
Email.
Well,
the email's fine.
Yes, indeed. radio@phoenixfm.com. I'll remind you later.
Okay. Will you pick that up? It's not just going
to
go through.
Does that go directly to you?
Who does it go directly to?
You'll need to say that it's for the attention of Nick.
But
Sorry. Yeah. F.A.O. Nick.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Done. Right. I think we're well and truly sorted, listeners. Well, thank you very much for chatting to us today, gentlemen. Have a great set tonight.
Thank you.
Well, we look forward to hearing more from you.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you.